Hello everyone, and welcome back to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is Analysis Time. My name is Anna, and today your podcast will be slightly different from the normal podcasts. Some of my listeners have asked me to examine and explain English phrases and vocabulary in depth. I think that that's a great idea. So in order to do this, I have selected a small paragraph from a magazine that is about wasting money. This will be the first in a series of analysis time that will hopefully give you deeper understanding of certain common vocabulary and phrases, so you will find them easier to use. Remember, you can follow along with the text and grammar notes at acupofenglish.libsyn.com. There's my app of A Cup of English available in iTunes, and you can also friend me on Facebook under Anna from A Cup of English. So here is the paragraph. Listen carefully and then I will analyze it for you. Stop wasting food. With a little creativity, you can use commonly trashed items and save yourself some major dough. Did you know that, on average, Americans throw out 25% of the food they bring home, worth an astonishing $2,200 per year? Think of what you could do. Let's start out with the first point I'd like to make. Stop wasting. Stop wasting is a command. You can add various words at the end, such as money. Stop wasting money. Time. Stop wasting time. My time. Stop wasting my time. The milk. Stop wasting milk. It's a very useful phrase and you can use it in multiple ways. Number two, creativity. With a little creativity, a little thought, a little care, a little attention to detail. You're using your brain to think carefully in a detailed way. Creativity, from the verb to create. Here's an example. With a little effort, you could finish this project in an hour. So I substituted creativity with effort. With a little effort, you could finish this project in an hour. With a little thought, with a little attention, etc. Very useful for conversation. Number three, the word commonly. Commonly, from the word common. It means normally, regularly, perhaps even daily. It's used to describe the items that are trashed in this paragraph. And how often are they trashed? The answer is very often, or normally, or daily, or commonly. This action is committed by most people, therefore it is common. Okay, coming to point number four, I picked out the word trashed. You might not have heard of the word trash or trashed, but it comes from the noun trash, which means rubbish or garbage. It has become a verb, to trash. And here's an example. We trashed the old car. Now this could mean that we just threw it in the rubbish, or that we smashed it up first and then threw it away. It's an Americanism. It essentially means the same as to waste. The words garbage and rubbish, however, are only found in noun form. They are not verbs. So you can't say to rubbish or to garbage. They are simply nouns. Number five, major. When the paragraph says, save yourself some major dough. Major is also an Americanism. It means a lot of. It implies an important amount or an important position. For example, I have major bills to pay. This could mean either big bills or it could mean that you have a lot of bills. Number 6. The word dough. Dough, you probably realize, is taken from bread dough, the uncooked bread. It means money, and again, it's slang. And just a note about using slang. If you're going to use slang, try to make it consistent, because that sounds better. For example, in this paragraph, both major and dough go together well because they are both slang. It sounds like a good fit. If you mix formal language with slang, it doesn't sound very good. So here's an example of that. Save yourself quite a lot of dough. Now here, instead of saying save yourself some major dough, I put in quite a lot of. Now if you think about it, quite a lot of sounds more English, more precise, and more from England, I would say. Whereas dough and major are more American, and they're both definitely slang, sort of street language, and not very formal, so they go well together. Save yourself some major dough. Number 7, worth. We're talking about what the amount of food that the Americans throw away is worth. It's worth $2,200. That means it has the value of. For example, this coat is worth a lot more than $100. It has the value of a lot more than $100. Number 8, astonishing. An astonishing amount of money has been wasted by throwing the food away. And astonishing is a powerful word. It's a very good exact word for meaning surprising and shocking. To be astonished. Example, I am astonished by his progress. And also using it as a descriptive word, the opulence of the palace was astonishing. So if something is shocking and surprising at the same time, it is astonishing. So you have astonishing, to be astonished, and also to astonish. Number 9. The phrase, think of what you could. Of course, you can add a whole variety of verbs to the end of that phrase. And here are some examples. Think of what you could eat at the buffet. Think of what you could learn if you went to that university. Think of what you could paint if you had the right equipment. Think of what you could achieve if you were president. So, think of what you could is very easy to use and very varied as well in its uses. And finally, number 10, the word cash. You've probably heard of the word cash. You know that it means money. It's not a slang word as dough is. It can be used in even formal situations with more formal language, but it's a very normal word to use, a very daily word to use. So you can get used to using cash instead of the word money. Now, to finish up, let me read the paragraph back to you. First of all, slowly, and then in the normal speed. Stop wasting food. With a little creativity, you can use commonly trashed items and save yourself some major dough. Did you know that, on average, Americans throw out 25% of the food they bring home? Worth an astonishing $2,200 per year. Think of what you could do with that cash. Stop wasting food. With a little creativity, you can use commonly trashed items and save yourself some major dough. Did you know that, on average, Americans throw out 25% of the food they bring home, worth an astonishing $2,200 per year? Think of what you could do with that cash. Well, thanks for joining me today. I hope this was useful for you. Let me know what you think via email at acupofenglish@live.com or acupofenglish@hotmail.com. And if you email me, I promise to email you back. Thanks for listening. Until next time. Bye-bye.